This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Just breezing?
Breezing, but there's another one we're going to play with Al Jarreau next. Can I ask you a question before you open up? Yes. Go ahead and open up. I have a question for you. You caught my eye the other night when you said you and Monique went to see Lionel Richie. Tremendous concert.
Oh, my gosh. He was
still got it, doesn't he?
He's 69 years old. He's in Springfield, Illinois. His net worth is $200 million, so he doesn't have to be there. And he was performing like this was the first concert of his career.
Ladies still love him.
Going crazy. Every song, there's only one Commodore song I didn't recognize, but he
Zoom.
Maybe it was Zoom.
It was Zoom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But like, he played 30 songs, and every one of them was just perfect. Because I see all these guys at the end of their careers, like Tony Bennett was terrible, Sinatra was bad, BB was still solid, but he couldn't stand.
Yeah.
But this guy is like he's 35 years old. It was spectacular.
If I get two extra tickets to Earth, Wind & Fire, would you and Monique go?
Oh, yeah. When is?
21st of July. Peabody.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's taking me to the Goo Goo Dolls on Saturday.
Oh, you're going to dance for that, aren't you?
I don't even know what they are.
You got soul, Coach.
I don't know who they are either.
Yeah. Goo Goo.
You know what? Bob Ramsey has the best way of describing of old age, when you don't recognize new music. That's when you know you're getting old.
Well, a lot of the music now is not music either.
Absolutely.
Well, it's not music.
I have my Sirius radio in the car set to the 50s.
I got mine at, if you get a chance, listen to 66 Watercolors.
Okay.
It's up-tempo jazz. You'll love it, Coach.
Okay.
Very nice. A couple more quick NBA draft thoughts. Okay, so Zion Morant. Let me throw Zion out of this equation. Ja Morant, R.J. Barrett, DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland, Jarrett Culver, Kobe White. Who has the next best career after Zion? Who do you love in this draft?
Well, my thought was the Grizzlies must really think a lot of Morant. I mean, they got rid of Conley, who is really, really a tremendous player that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Because he plays in Memphis. I know it was money.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they're staking. I mean, Memphis franchise has to be teetering financially. I mean, I just can't believe that team is not very good, and they've gotten rid of all their good players, Gasol and Al Conley. But they must really be really high on Morant, so high that they obviously made him second. And I hope – I like his college play. I mean, I thought it was fascinating to watch him. I hope he is a success. I would be rooting for him to really, really make it big in the NBA.
I agree with you. Morant could wind up being the best player in this draft.
Yeah, he
could. Wind up. I'm going to tell you what. Now, one thing they say he's going to have, Ron Blake said, the one thing he has to clean up is flashy passes. He got to clean that up in the NBA. The next guy, I mean, watch out about, and people are not saying, you know, was injured last year, was Garland. Watch out for Garland. He could be the third best player in this draft. Man, it's great. These guys, you've got the guard position now is so critical in the NBA because, coaches, you know, there's really no positions in the NBA anymore.
No,
small forward, guard. Center, they don't have that anymore because your centers are not shooting like guards now.
So he was drafted despite his injuries, and Jontay Porter was not drafted because of his injuries.
Well, real quick, Denver next year. Don't forget Porter at Denver. He's going to be healthy. And they got Conley now, too. They're going to be a tremendous team in the West, too.
Conley
went to Utah, right?
Yeah, I mean, Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be a tremendous team.
Well,
when
Denver's
Porter's
really
back.
Good.
Oh, they were already good.
All right, so what about Jontay? Do you think he'll ever have an NBA career?
Well, Lord knows I hope so because, I just have such feelings for that family and what they've gone through with these two really, really, really great athletes that just their careers in college have just filtered away, and I just sympathize with the Porter family. I really do. And I'm rooting for them more so than maybe anybody else simply because of what's happened in their past.
Coach, when you have a family that's injury prone like that, is it in the genes?
Boy, I don't know. I would hope not. Mm-hmm. But you know, it could be.
I mean, there are certain
athletes that are always hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a couple at SLU that were always hurt, and they never materialized. I mean, Chris P. from U City,
right.
Great, great high school player, but he was always hurt. And I feel really bad because Chris was really a good player.
Speaking of little point guards that go to SLU, have you ever seen this Jory Collins from St. Mary's?
Oh yeah, I've seen him play.
What do you think?
Well, I think he's a tremendous athlete. I, again, he's got to shoot the ball better. And at 5'11", I mean, he's not going to get to the rim like he did at St. Mary's, but he is really a tremendous ball handler, passer, assist guy.
Could you compare him at all to Pee Wee? Not trying to put you on the spot.
Yeah, you know,
he's obviously bigger.
Yeah, he's bigger, but Pee Wee's, I don't know Jory Collins' personality. Pee Wee's personality would win you over.
Always smiling, wasn't he? Always happy.
So beside his athleticism, you love Pee Wee Leonard because of his personality and...
I think Pee Wee actually may be one of the guys that he's worked with.
He is. Lifetime Fitness.
Yeah. Exactly. Hopefully, not only the skill level, but the personality level will rub off on Jury. And
Pee Wee was good for the team and the staff.
Yeah, he was. Jury, though, is I haven't seen many kids like him. I mean, ever in St. Louis in terms of pure point guards. I'm saying that he's the best player, but pure points. Wow. And you know what the amazing thing is? The dad tells me that the brother who's like 11 and the brother who's like 9.
Better.
Much better than he is.
Wow.
That's good genes.
That's good genes, baby.
You know, speaking of Porter, a coach told me the other day that Mr. Porter could be a candidate for the Lindenwood University coaching job. The coach just left. Lance just left.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went back to his previous college.
Hmm.
So that job is open as we speak. And Porter has a son, about a 6'3 guard who fits in at that D2 level, and maybe he could take him with him. He's the kid's going to be a senior this year, and then he's got two more 6'9s coming up. And I understand the one that's going to be a sophomore is really big time.
I'm giggling here a little bit because so if he's interviewed for the job at Lindenwood, and the question comes, if we hire you, will you guarantee that we'll bring you'll bring
another
your son?
One of those? Yeah.
Yeah, I had that at when I interviewed the first time at SLU, and I had Stepanovic as a senior in high school, and I interviewed for the SLU job when they hired Ecker. They hired Ecker, and the question they asked me, could you bring Stepanovic with you? And being naive a little bit, I said I would never ask a player to go with me to get a college job. I said that. And of course, I didn't get the job at that point.
Well, you're one of the few that would say that because everybody else, that's how they get jobs.
Well,
I remember Ed Manning. That was the most famous. Yeah. Dale Brown used to hire assistants so they'd bring their players.
Which is smart.
Yeah, it was. There's a famous incident in the SEC media days I was covering real quick. So Don DeVoe was ticked off about it, and he says, that's unethical. And then so Dale Brown was the next person on the podium, and Don DeVoe had just gotten divorced. He goes, I'll tell you what's unethical, divorce. That's great.
Dale Brown was quite the character.
Wasn't he, though?
We got to know him a little bit because, you know, Mark Alcorn played for him, and Dale Brown was very instrumental in helping us set up the Mark Alcorn Memorial, not Memorial, but Mark Alcorn Dinner to raise money for his cancer treatments at the Smith. And Dale Brown came in and brought his team with him and everything. So Dale Brown... For all his flaws, was really a good guy.
You had him on, and he spoke about that.
Yeah, he talked about how he had to give them money secretly.
Yeah,
he came into his house came into his office late one night and gave him some cash.
Yeah.
How long after did I remember being at that mass for Mark or that dinner, or whatever?
It was in the gym. Yeah.
How long after that did he pass away?
I'm going to say another year or so, maybe. Yeah.
He fought a sad story.
Yeah.
It was a sad story. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see what else here. All right, well, Chuck, where will you be this weekend? In fact, my brother said he hears that you bring a lot of people whenever you show up at a happy hour. We'd like you to have, you know, come out to Kemal's and
I bring a crowd, I'm telling you, wherever I go, Pied Piper. But tonight I'm going to the Cardinal game. You're going to watch Albert? I'm going to watch Albert tonight. Then I'll go to Cafe Napoli. Bricktop, and I do bring a lot of people, man.
You're exposing yourself here now. You're telling people where you're going to be in after the statement you made last week.
Last week, people, I walked in this one place last week, and I had three guys rush up to me. Man, one guy used a very vulgar word to say that. So the way you cool people down when they get upset is not get upset. Thank you, sir, for the compliment. And that is obsessive.
You have Plowsy with security with you.
Oh, yeah. I need Plowsy or Andy.
Yeah.
Both of them weigh about 200 pounds.
And, Coach, will you be watching the Pujols game on TV?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have some grandchild playing.
You have 19?
Yeah.
Wow.
19. Coach. That is insane.
Yeah.
So you have six children.
Waltons.
And do all of them have kids? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They all have children, and they're all playing baseball or summer league basketball or something, you know. So we'll probably be on the road. And that's why I miss a lot of the Cardinal games and that, because they're playing at the same time the kids are playing.
And do you, what do you, when they play basketball, your sport of expertise, like a 10-year-old grandchild, what do you tell them after a game?
Go to the left.
Well, we tell them before the game, just to have fun.
Okay.
You know, have fun. But after the game, depending on who it is, some of my grandchildren, well, here's an example. My one grandson was playing baseball, and he wasn't stepping and hitting the ball. And so I told him, you got to raise your left foot, Trent, and you got to step into the ball. You know, he said, well, Coach said I'm just supposed to raise my toe, you know, my left toe. And so anyway, the next game he played, and my wife said, Trent, what did you do? And Trent said, I listen to people. I don't listen to the coach. I listen to people, namely me. So he did what I said.
Coach, that was my next question. Your wife knows a lot about basketball. She can coach too, can't she?
Oh, yeah. She was a good player. They get their athleticism from her, not me.
Good stuff, guys. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks.